Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Up next, we talk with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, about the Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery in the United States in over 50 years, coming to Belfield, North Dakota in the Bakken. Are you finding that being able to have the nimbility or the dexterity or the fluidity is really becoming a crucial part of this whole process?
Well, absolutely. Early on in the design, as an example, it became apparent that we could make this whole thing work out better by dividing the project up into two phases. The initial phase is a 27,500 barrel per day hydroskimming plant, and then double capacity and increased complexity for phase two. That entire decision, which at a major oil company would take months and months, took us about a half an hour once we had the numbers assembled. So, you know, you just have a company that can turn on a dime, but still absorb the useful information and lessons of the industry and apply them to a new project. Again, there's nothing wrong with the way the big companies are doing things. It's just not the way we're doing it. And it's up to society to judge how they want the refining industry to behave after that.
And I think that's a great point. There's no right or wrong on this. There's just different roles when it comes to the creation and the execution and the implementation of technologies, you know, whether it be new or cutting edge or even repackaging existing. Without getting into your finances, I guess, how are you guys doing on securing some product for the new refinery? I know that you're probably not at 100% full yet since you guys haven't broken a shovel, but at the same time, I'm sure you guys are signing a few contracts here and there for getting some product in there. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. That's an easy thing for companies in our business to forget about, is that once you get the plant built, you know, that part of the thing is literally cast in stone, and that it's concrete and steel. And the ongoing viability of the company is based on the marketing, crude purchases and product marketing. So we've been out there consistently running around in North Dakota securing crude contracts. We're covered on the offtake. I think we have contracts covering about 67% of our product production from phase one, and in negotiation for the rest of phase one and a good portion of the additional phase two product that's coming out. We'll probably finish that up by, let's say, end of May, plenty of time before we start construction. The crude side's been very interesting because, the DAPL pipeline looks like it's going forward, so a lot of guys are going to be able to jump on that and get out to markets for the crude and are not so worried about finding a home with a refinery that's local. But there are a lot of guys who can't get on that pipeline, and we provide a home for that. You know, it's very similar to what happened with the grain industry in the Dakotas and other parts of the Midwest, where it was a commodity-based business and people were always looking for markets that were dependable. And then along comes the fuel alcohol industry, where you can do value-added processing there right where the grain is grown. And we provide the same service to local crude producers that a lot of the alcohol producers provide for local grain. And, again, it's part of growing the economy in North Dakota that we're proud to be a part of.
And this is still going to be a full-on refinery. It's not just diesel, or it's not just one product you guys are offering, several different types of finished products. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, even the initial phase produces gasoline blending stock, diesel, some kerosene for jet fuel, and our atmospheric tank bottoms, it turns out, are qualified to be low sulfur fuel oil, so we have a home for that too. Phase two is a much more complete set of refined products, including propane and so forth, and we also have more flexibility, so depending on seasonality, we can change the product output in phase two quite a bit.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Wind is crying through a crack in the window. No. no mercy from the dead black sky. It's you and the road in the middle of the night. It's you and the road in the middle of the night.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
And every drop of water in the world is ice, sharpened in the sickles like silver knives. The lines keep coming where the lanes divide. It's you and the road in the middle of the night. It's...
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
I'm gonna unfold my arms. So you got a place to land. Soft and warm, yeah.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Oh, darling, I'm getting a new tattoo.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Up next, we talk with Jim Sabby from Pfeiffer Auction and Realty.
You know, we have quite a few auctions coming up yet and booking more daily, but on May 2nd, we have some land sales that we're putting on. One's in Regent, North Dakota, and the other one is in Hedinger, North Dakota. So we got Adams County and Hedinger County land. One has 480 acres. Well, actually, they're both at 480 acres of land in both of those counties. And then we move up to Wofford City, and we have an industrial park we're going to be selling off by Arnegard. And there's 38.07 acres. You have a building, and you've got five-acre lots. And we'll be selling that on Tuesday, May 2nd, right at Arnegard, right at the location there. When you get between Arnegard and Wofford City, you're going to see a sign that says landfill, and there's an industrial park to the south. Just go down there, and that's where we'll be at on May 2nd. And May 3rd, we're going to be selling out the cement plant there. They have a portable cement plant. They have cement trucks. They got paving equipment. We have backhoes, and we have loaders. Just all the accessories that go along with that type of business.
Let's start with the land sale for just a second. You mentioned a couple key things that, of course, make me pop the word mineral rights into my head. Do mineral rights usually come with these land sales? Do they hang on to the previous owner? Is it a 50-50 split?
Up until about 8-9 years ago, mineral rights used to go with the land, and then with everything happening out here in the western side, now the landowners are keeping the mineral rights and just selling the land itself. So it hasn't really affected the price of land, although every once in a while we do have some landowners that say, you know what, I'm going to get rid of my mineral rights too and kind of clean up my whole estate, and so no one has to worry about it. But on these properties, the mineral rights don't go with. Of course, the top mineral rights go with the sand, clay, and gravel, and that go with, but anything down below, the oil, coal, and and those mineral rights will stay with the previous owner.
And just to follow up on that one again, you mentioned that the top part, the sand, is there like a, I guess, meters or feet or miles? How does that work, I guess? I'm not familiar with that.
Well, they call them surface mineral rights, which is the sand or clay or gravel. Those are surface mineral, and then subsurface is oil, clay, hydrocarbons, and all that. So that's what we deal with, and they're spelled out in law, so everybody kind of knows what they are, but there's no depth to that. It's just a matter of topsoil, that top surface rights. You know, the person buying that land really needs that, because if you got somebody coming in, they're going to rip up that land and get a gravel pit on there, you better be paid for it. And that's how we kind of look at it. And oil is a little bit different than coal. So it's just two separate entities right there, and that's how we deal with them.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jim Sabby from Pfeiffer Auction and Realty, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energy Services.com.